Amen. Let's turn to the book of 2 Corinthians. We're going to go to chapter 10. We're going to start in verse 1 and go through verse 6. Amen. Let me know when you're there. Say amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to start reading. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. Now I, Paul, myself, am pleading with you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am lowly among you, but being absent am bold toward you. But I beg you that when I am present, I may not be bold with that confidence by which I intend to be bold against some, who think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled.
Amen.
This
Amen.
Is the word of the Lord. Father God, I just want to thank you, Lord, for this word, for this message, Lord God. Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, that this word will penetrate in people's heart. Lord God, let these words be inscripted in people's heart and mind right now in the name of Jesus, that they would know without a shadow of a doubt their identity in you, God, and their authority that you have given each and every one of them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I want to give you a little content before, because the verses that we are going to fix our eyes on are verses 3, 4, and 5. Amen. But here's the content of this. During this is a letter from the Apostle Paul. And during this, and he's writing to the church. This is the church that he began, that he founded. Amen. And some of these teachers within the church, they had started to speak against the Apostle Paul. They were actually challenging his authority and his identity from the same people. These are the members of his church. Amen. And the same people, some of the people, not all of them, some of the people were coming against his authority and his identity. And he very humbly, because Paul was a humble man, because God really humbled him and he became a humble man. Amen. He humbly wrote this letter to the church. And this is the type of assault that he was dealing with. Amen. And he's saying right now, you know, people are saying that I'm this guy, that I'm bold, and that maybe I'm too lowly, that I'm not good enough to have the authority over the church, and I'm not good enough to be a leader of this church. And there was just people criticizing his being, his authority, his identity, the identity that Christ placed on him. I mean, he was an apostle. He founded so many churches, as we know, from the New Testament. And yet, Paul's identity was being attacked. Paul's authority was being attacked at this time. And he says, and he tells us, right here, he tells us in verse 3, though we walk in the flesh, yes, we do walk in the flesh, But Paul is telling them, but I'm not going to war. We don't war against the flesh. Amen. Because we know from Ephesians 6 and 12, amen, that we don't fight against flesh and blood. We don't fight against people. We fight against the principality that is influencing the people that are coming against us.
Amen.
Amen. So Paul is saying, I know I walk in the flesh, but I know as a son of God, all right, I know that I'm not fighting against you people. I'm not fighting against these false teachers. I'm not fighting against these false apostles. No, my fight is going to be a spiritual fight because it is a spiritual fight. Because I don't need to knock somebody down physically. Amen. My fight is spiritual. Amen. And this is what he's saying. And he says in verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not in the flesh, okay? But they're mighty, mighty, listen to this, mighty in God for pulling down strongholds.
Yes.
They're mighty, that there's power in God for pulling down the lies and the deceit of the enemy trying to influence people to come against Paul's authority, to come against the identity of Paul. Amen. And this is the content of these verses. And verse 5 says, casting down arguments. So in other words, his fight is not carnal, but because it's mighty and it's a spiritual fight, amen, he's going to begin to cast down arguments and every high thing, every lie, every deceit that is coming against the knowledge of God, coming and exalting itself against the knowledge and above the knowledge of God, amen, he's going to bring down with the word. He's going to knock it down with the word of God, because the word of God, there is power. And that word has to be held captive, and it has to come in alignment to the obedience of God.
Amen.
That word has to align with the word. It has to obey the word of God.
Yes, amen.
Yep. Amen. So remember, the adversary's primary means of sabotage is to break down your worth and challenge your identity. And in this case, that's what it was trying to do with Paul. It was an attack. The enemy came with full force. I mean, within the same church he founded. Amen. Hallelujah. But I don't want to, my message is, I just want to give you the content, but my message is going to come from our thoughts and imaginations. So because we too go through issues and we go through challenges when our imagination and our thoughts start coming against us. Amen.
Amen.
This happens every day, because remember, there is a struggle between the flesh and the spirit every day. It's a real struggle.
Yes.
Amen. Sometimes there is a struggle even to get out of bed. We struggle. And our mind is dictating to us how our day is going to turn out. And he says, you know what? You didn't sleep enough. I think you should stay in bed. You know what? I think you should call in sick because you didn't sleep enough. You know what? Your body is tired because you didn't get enough rest. You don't have any energy to do what you have to do today. You know what? You're not good enough for what God called you to do. Our minds constantly attacking. Oh, you think you're going to finish that report by the due date? You can't do it. You're not good enough for that. You even said yourself, you're not good at writing papers. I mean, this is our minds. These are our thoughts.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So I want to talk to you from that point of view. In this content, the people were coming against Paul. I'm not saying people do come against us. Amen. Influenced by the adversary, influenced by the enemy, because they want to demean your worth. They want to demean your authority. They want to demean and lower your standards that you already have with God. They want to demean them and lower your worth in God. They want to devalue you. Yes, people have come against us, but you got to remember, it's not people. People are allowing themselves to be deceived because of the lies of the enemy, so they come against you. Amen? But our fight is not carnal.
Right.
Our fight is not carnal. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. We will never conquer if you get into a fist fight with somebody.
Right.
As a matter of fact, you may end up in jail.
Yeah.
Hello? This is why the word, is so good. Let me tell you something. It is so good when the Lord reveals stuff to you. God, let me tell you something. 2024, I said it from the beginning, is a year of advancement. God is going to speak to you. God is going to speak to you. If you're willing to hear, God is going to speak to you through the word of God, through his word, and align you very well with his word. His word.
Amen.
Not lies from the enemy. Amen. But remember, the adversary, he wants to kill, steal, and destroy you. Any affiliation that you have with God, he wants to destroy.
Yes.
And sometimes as believers, you may not even perceive that there is an attack of the enemy going on. But I want to remind you that anything that challenges your identity, that challenges your mind, that brings condemnation, that shames you, that demeans you of your own view of yourself, it is not from God.
That's right.
It is purely an attack from the enemy, from the adversary, from Satan himself.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. You have to recognize this. You have to see it. When we're working towards something that God is trying to do in us, and when we are serving God, when you have a calling, when you have a purpose, the enemy's going to hate you because he doesn't want that to be fulfilled. But we have the word of God. We have the word of God. Just like when Satan tried to tempt Jesus, when Jesus went into the wilderness, remember, after he was water baptized, Satan came to tempt Jesus. But what did Jesus do? He came back with the word, capital W,
Amen.
The word Amen. Of God.
Amen.
Amen. And in today's message, God is saying the word. There is power in the word. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the word. And the word became flesh. And the word is Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
so Satan hates you. But you have to remember that you were made in Christ Jesus. You were made in his image and likeness. Your worth is the value that you have for ministry in Christ Jesus. Your worth is what God made you to be. God has invested worth into every individual here in this platform. If he created you, he created you with worth.
Yes, amen.
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 I mean, for a very, very long time, I allowed the enemy to demean me, to devalue me. It was people coming against me, people coming against my leadership, coming against my identity, authority. Whew, for way too long. Amen. And I don't want this to happen to you guys. You have to recognize that if you're serving God, the enemy will come to attack, but the word is greater.
That's
God
right.
is greater. Yes. You got to say, but God. But God. Amen? And that's how I began to speak. I'm a woman of decree and declaration. I am constantly declaring the word of God over myself. Whether I have a pain or not, I am declaring the word, and I'm trying to tune in to the voice of God and tune into what the Holy Spirit is saying. And when he speaks, I go. Amen. And just Amen. This week, nobody knows, but just this week, I was not admitted to the hospital, but I went to the emergency room this week. Amen. Because I really had a bad infection. Amen. But I said to the Holy Spirit, I'm a woman of declaration. I know by Jesus' wounds, I'm healed. Holy Spirit, what shall I do? Amen. And the Lord said, proceed in peace. So I went to the emergency room. I got the medication I needed. Amen. And I'm feeling not 100%, but I know by Jesus' wounds, I am already healed. Amen. Because the word tells me I am, and God tells me I am. And when symptoms try to come, amen, I said, oh no. You have to go in the name of Jesus. You don't belong in this body. So I'm a woman of declaration. Amen. So the imaginations, the thoughts, they're going to come. They're going to come and interrupt. They're going to come and destruct. They're going to come and become an obstacle if you allow it to be. Because when an imagination comes, it will speak to you contrary or against the word of God. Mm-hmm. And these imaginations, they keep coming at you, and sometimes more and more frequently. Amen. And sometimes, listen to this, you got to listen to this. Sometimes these imaginations come to you as a face. A face of someone you know. And this face is given a voice that does not reflect the person's attitude towards you, but a demon is putting words on the lips of that face in order to demean you, in order to lower your worth. Amen? Are you listening to what I'm saying? This is truth. Right here. And besides a face, it can also come to you by a thought in your mind as well. We know all of us have thoughts that we know are not from God.
Amen.
But how many of you know that the truth of God's word will set you free?
Amen.
John 8:32. It says, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Amen. This is why it's so important to know the word of God. Because as soon as you get that imagination, that face that's speaking, that you know that person. You know that person's heart. You know the fruit of that person. That is nothing the way that he's speaking against you. But you see that face, and that face, you see their lips moving, and you start to hear in your mind, who do you think you are? You're not good enough. You don't have an education. You don't even know the word like that. You don't know the word like so-and-so. And that face will start speaking to you. And try to bring you down. It challenges your identity. It demeans you. It devalues the worth that God has placed on you.
Rebuke it.
Hallelujah. This is a reality. And it may not even be a face. Like I said, it could be a thought. A thought.
That's right.
Oh, you think you're healed? Uh-huh. You believe the word? Look at the pain that you're having. Look how long those symptoms have lasted. God is not healing you. He doesn't want to heal you. Boy, you better rebuke those thoughts right away. Right away. Because it's a lie from the pit of hell.
Hell. Yep.
And we're going to go through some scriptures regarding healing also. Because remember, when you receive salvation, you receive your healing. Amen? But these thoughts demean who you are, who God says you are. And as soon as you get that imagination, as soon as you get that thought, you need to pray and cast down, like Sister Benite said, you got to cast down that imagination. You got to rebuke that imagination. Because in the Word, look, the Word says in verse 5, casting down arguments and every high thing. You know what every high thing is? Every high thing is a spiritual dark force. That's a high thing against the knowledge of God. It wants to come above the truth of God's word. It wants to exalt God. And we cannot allow anything that is contrary to the word of God to penetrate in our minds, because then it will float out of our hearts. Because the word says, as a man thinks, so he is. So immediately, as soon as this thought, imagination that you know is not from God, you have to rebuke it. You got to cast it out. You got to say, no. I bind you, thought. You have to get out. You have no authority over my mind. You have no authority over my being. You have no authority over my worth. In Jesus' name.
Jesus. Amen.
And it has to go. It has to go. And what happens is, when you cast down this lie or this demonic imagination, it's going to bring you peace and joy, because you know that the word of God sets you free.
Amen.
Amen. And it's about knowing the word. This is why it's so important to know the word. Know your identity. Know who you are in Christ. Know who you belong to. Amen? And if we allow these imaginations and thoughts that are not from God, it's going to sabotage you. It's going to destroy your identity. If you allow these thoughts and imagination, you're going to act according to what those words are telling you, what those words are dictating to you.
Right.
In the morning, so many times, because I work till 1 o'clock, and then I honestly sometimes I don't go to sleep till maybe 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. So in the morning, if I have to get up super early, my body doesn't want to get up because I am so tired. So I force myself to sit on the bed, and I start saying, Lord, you are the strength of my life. Lord, you are the strength of my life. And I just keep repeating it out loud. And I go to the bathroom, wash up or whatever. Amen. And next thing you know, I am refreshed. I am renewed. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to tackle on the day.
Amen.
But it's the power of the word. There is power in the word of Jesus. There is power.
Hallelujah. Power in the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It is written that man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It is the word. And this is what I want you to get. It is the word.
Amen.
That it doesn't matter. I could feel as tired and exhausted. I mean, I had to get up early the other day. I was in the hospital. I came home. I got home at about 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:15 in the morning. I went right after work, went to the hospital. Thank God I didn't have a long wait. But I got home at 4. And the next morning, I had to attend a Zoom meeting with my school. I was exhausted, but I began to declare the word.
Amen.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God, yes. I know I'm more than an overcomer. Lord, you've given me strength. I am strengthening you. I'm strengthening your power, Lord God. Hallelujah. I have the authority to come against this weariness.
Amen.
So I'm going, and it just sets the day for me. You don't even know. You can't. It just happens. That tiredness just went away. It just happens.
Disappears.
Uh-huh. It happens. It goes away. And you don't even know. Oh, just like a headache. Let me tell you, you come to my house, you will not find Tylenol. You will not find aspirin in my cabinet. People come and say, you have an aspirin? I have a headache. I said, nope. You will not. Because the minute, not that I don't get headaches, sometimes I get migraine headaches, not that I don't get headaches, I do. But I lay my hands on my head, oh no, pain, you have to go in the name of Jesus. You have no authority over my head right now. You gotta go. And I go about my way, and I'm telling you, I don't even know, but it suddenly just goes away. I cannot tell you. I cannot describe it because I don't even know what time it goes away. It just goes because I don't fix my eyes on my symptoms. I don't fix my eyes on the pain. I fix my eyes on the word. The word.
Yes.
On Jesus. Right. I fix my eyes on Jesus, on the word of God.
Yes.
Amen. And thus my symptoms sometimes get even higher, and I hear the voice, yeah, right. You think your pain's going to go away just like that? And I got to laugh at them. I say, yes, it's going to go away, devil. Get thee behind me. Get out of my way. I command you to leave right now in the name of Jesus. This is how you got to speak.
Yeah.
And people get so comfortable, and some people, they just stay muted. Well, that's exactly what the enemy wants. The more mute you become, the more you're going to adapt to being in silence and become an introvert, and the more you're going to feel those symptoms.
Yeah.
So you have to do what's contrary against your flesh. Yeah. I'm tired. I ain't doing nothing. I'm going back to bed. Yeah, that's what your body, that's what your flesh wants you to do. But you got to say no. You cannot accept things that are not of God. No, there is a time and a place for you to rest and go to bed. But you got to know your times. Amen. You got to know when it is the enemy coming against you.
That's right.
Because you got a purpose. God has given you purpose. He's given you a destiny to fulfill. He's giving you dreams and goals, and you cannot allow the enemy's voice to take you out of that, to make you change your minds. Or maybe that voice is right. Maybe I'm not good enough to start a business. Maybe I'm not good enough to go back to school. Maybe I'm not good enough because I failed in high school. I'm not good enough to go back to college. No, it is a lie from the pit of hell. You are good enough. You are worth it. You have value. God gave it to you, and we need to give it to one another. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Because we're all made in His image, in the image and likeness of God. It is the Word. I want to drive to you today, and it is the Word of God. And I want to touch on some scriptures here before we finish. Amen. But I want you to turn to Psalm 107, 20. Because whatever applies to your identity, what applies to your identity, what applies to your authority, the authority that you have, we all have authority in Christ. Amen. We can bind and loose. God has given us the authority to bind and loose things. Amen. You can rebuke. You can cast down. Amen. And you can exalt also. Amen. Exalt the name of Jesus. Amen. You're going to exalt anything, exalt His name. Amen. But we can cast down. We can rebuke things that are not aligned with God. Amen. You have that authority. You have that power. Amen. And Psalm, let me get there. Psalm 107. Psalm 107:20. Look what it says. Psalm 107:20 says, he sent his word, again, his word, and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Amen?
Amen.
You know how many times God sent his word to the Israelites, to the leaders? They followed his word and they conquered. They followed his word and they were healed. Amen? He sent his word. Remember the New Testament when the centurion came to him about his soldier?
Yes.
Lord, you know, there's no time for you to go, but just send the word and my servant will be healed. And sometimes when we are asked to pray for somebody who's across on the other side of the United States, we may not be there physically with them, or even be able to get them on a phone, but all you got to do is send the word. Just send the word of God. Send the word that by Jesus' wounds you are healed, that they are healed. Send the word. Speak their name. Call out their name. Send the word. God knows exactly who it is that needs a touch of him.
Amen.
Amen. Send the word.
Amen.
It's the word of God. There is power in the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
I want to go to these scriptures. Amen. That when I went to visit Sister Elsie this week, I gave her these two scriptures. I read them to her. Amen.
Amen.
But let's go to Psalm 103, verses 2 and 3. Hallelujah. Psalm 103, 2 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Yes. Hallelujah.
3, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. See, I know the word. I wasn't feeling well this week. I literally had to go to the hospital. But the Lord, this word was already in my spirit. The word of God is already in my spirit. Amen. Though I chew on the word of God. I believe the word of God. I declare and proclaim the word of God. I decree the word over my life daily. There is not one day that I do not declare the word over my life. Not one day goes by without me declaring the word of God over my life.
Amen.
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 So here we have, it is the Lord who forgives your iniquities. Listen,
yes.
If you believe that healing is not for you because you don't A, B, C, and D, something that displeases God, amen, let me tell you something. Jesus already took your place, amen. Your sins have been forgiven. All you need to do is just repent. If you've done something last night, this morning, whatever, just repent to the Lord, but your sins have been forgiven. Amen. Sometimes there are sins that are unknown to us, and I have to pray to God, Lord, any sins that are unknown to me, Lord, forgive me. Because we're not perfect. We're still living in this flesh, and this is carnal right here. Amen. Sometimes we can sin with our own eyes and we don't even know we're sinning. Let's be honest, right? No, but yes. God made a way. Remember, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord made a way of escape. He made a way. And today, because of the Lord, you know, he's telling us in verse 2, forget not all his benefits. There are benefits, and one of them is the word. The word of God is one of the Lord's benefits. We have the word to come against the deceit and the lies of the enemy. You got to cast down that demonic imagination. You got to cast down that lie. Amen. And if you hear anybody speaking contrary to the word, please correct them. Please correct them. Amen. This is the word. The word. This is what the word says about you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go to the last scripture that I have here for today. Mark, the Gospel of Mark. Let's go to chapter 11. You got to remember something, that when you were saved, healing was one of the benefits too. Salvation, healing, it's a package deal. They came together. Amen? Hallelujah. Mark 11, 23. This is the Lord speaking. Amen? Remember, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but remember when Jesus cursed the tree and he spoke against the tree? You know, you're going to wither and die because you ain't bearing fruit here. You know, you're going to wither and die. But anyway, but 11:23 says, "For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." Did you hear that?
Amen.
Did you hear that?
Amen.
Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Amen. And this is the part you read the words here. Amen. And let me tell you, let me say something, because I've heard this from people. It says here in 23, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it shall be. Amen. And a lot of people have said, well, you know what? God is the one that's going to remove the mountain and cast it out into the sea. No, it's not God. The word is very clear. It says, if you say to this mountain, be thy removed. In other words, if you speak to the circumstance, if you speak to the issue, if you speak to the sickness, you got to use the word. You got to speak the word of God. It shall go in the name of Jesus, because you got to believe in your heart. And if you believe in your heart, then it shall be done. Because when you pray, you got to believe that you have received it and it will come to pass. But the key words here is you. It is you. You have to speak out the word. You got to speak to the circumstance. You got to speak to your symptom. You gotta speak to the sickness. You gotta speak to the lie, to that voice that is coming against you, that is contrary to your identity, contrary or challenging your authority in Christ. It says here, you have to speak the word. The word. Praying is speaking the word.
Amen.
Don't pray without quoting the word of God, because it's not going to do you any good. You gotta pray according to the word. The word.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm driving this to you like anything I've ever done before. It is the word, amen, that you gotta speak out. You cannot remain silent. You cannot be muted. This is exactly what the enemy wants you. This is exactly what the enemy wants to. He wants to mute your mouth. I've had dreams where the enemy has muted my mouth and I wasn't able to speak in my dreams.
Mm-mm.
From the time I was a little child, and even as an adult, I've had the enemy mute my mouth.
Yeah.
But I have conquered, and in that dream, no, Jesus. Yeah. And I speak the name of Jesus, and I speak the word, and I say, get thee behind me, Satan. And when I wake up from that dream, I begin to rebuke, and I begin to bind, and I begin to command those things that are coming against me, even through a dream, but I know it could come against me in reality, in the natural, and I have to bind it. I have to rebuke it. I have to cast that out from my mind.
Amen.
And I do it with the word.
Amen.
It is the word. Amen. So if you have any thoughts, anything, you have to bind, you have to lose, whatever you have to do, but you have to come against anything that is challenging, that is devaluing your authority in Christ.
I was listening to yours.
Amen. That is devaluing you as a human being. Amen. That is telling you that you are not worthy. It is a lie from the pit of hell. Amen. And once you rebuke and you cast out that lie, you need to rejoice. You need to praise God. You need to give him glory, because you have to know that it is done. You have to believe that once you pray that and once you came against it, it is done. And the second, because remember, the enemy is relentless. He will continue to come back at you. He ain't gonna stop. Amen. But you and your mind and your authority, you have to take position. You have to take position and say, imagination, thought, you have no authority, no right. The position has been taken against you. Now, Lord Jesus, I put the helmet of salvation that you have given me, and I no longer will allow anything to enter into this mind. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You got to pray over yourself.
Yep. Amen.
You got to declare the word of yourself, and you got to put on that helmet of salvation. It is a helmet that protects your head, that protects your brain, that protects your mind.
Amen.
If this is the core of your body, if something here dysfunctions, guess what? Something will dysfunction in the rest of your body. This is right here. We have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
This is where it all begins, right here. Your helmet of salvation will detect everything else in your body. So if this is protected, your body will be protected. Amen. If your mind is protected, your body will be protected, because it has to align to the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
So you need to know that you have been chosen. You are loved by God. Amen. You got to praise the Lord. You got to know who you are. You got to know your identity. And you got to know what God has spoken to you and over you. That is it. It is enough for you. It is his promise. You are worthy. Amen. God has chosen you. God has called you for such a time as this, to complete the assignment, the appointment, and the calling that God has given to you. Do Amen. Not allow anything to contradict what the Lord has said in the Yes. name of Jesus. Put on the helmet of salvation in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just pray real quick. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I just want to thank you, Lord God. I thank you for this word, Lord God. Father God, we submit to you right now, Father God. We thank you for your word that has given us the truth. Hallelujah. And Father God, we know that the truth of your word will always set us free, because we are your children, Lord God, and because you love us so much, Lord God, that you don't want anything to be passed over us, Lord God. You want us to be filled with your knowing, filled with your spirit, Lord God, filled with the unction, Father God, of the fire of the spirit that you have given us to take dominion over the lies, over the deceit of the enemy, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So, Father God, right now, we all put on the helmet of salvation, Lord God, and we take authority over the enemy, that he can have no longer an entry into our minds. We take dominion over the enemy and over his lies right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we declare and decree that by Jesus' wounds, our minds are healed, our bodies are healed, our hearts are healed, in all areas of our life. So we just give you the glory, honor, and praise, Lord God, for your wonderful word, because it is the word of God that transforms us and renew us every single day. So we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.